Guys like him, they don't like to party. Like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
Great. You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Nelly, and you're listening to The Cat's Pajamas. Today, we started the show off with a new track by Melody's Echo Chamber. She is a French artist, and she will be releasing her second album next spring, or this spring, I suppose. It's her follow-up to her self-titled 2012 album. I'm very excited for that. The track was called Shirim, and yes, so great show for you today. There's tons of new stuff that got released, which I'm super excited about. I feel like the last show was kind of stale. I didn't really have a lot of new tracks, but there's a bunch of new stuff coming out this week. I am also joined in the studio by my pal Megan, who is visiting from my hometown of LA. Hello, Megan. How's it going?
Hey, good.
She doesn't really want to talk on air, so I'm forcing her. But yeah, it's nice to have her here. Been showing her around the Vancouver sites, kind of. Mostly just been eating. So to continue on with the tunes, I'm going to play a new track by Viet Cong. They're a band from Calgary. A couple of the guys from the band Women are in this band, and they have now signed to Jag Jaguar, and I think they will be releasing a brand new album on January 20th. So this is the single from that. It's called Continental Shelf.
Thank you.
in Tupelo. But a brick circumference left hollow by Sherman, crumbling before me, now it moans. His shape swallows my recollection, but that phantom silhouette implied strange fruit rotting, roaming, airborne and hotter than hell. Is this the king? Last man I've spied. Well, I stood there beside my companion, scratching a rumor he had heard. Do you have a gun? What he said. Yeah, you mean this one? Straight down the barrel was his word. I smelt the fumes he inhaled swiftly. Each word was hinged upon his choke, like kudzu creeping up a state tree discreetly, forever bending as he broke. And I heard the jangling keys of Graceland ring from his teeth, stained brown from coke. Drunken, stumbling like a man of distinction, they clamored, shaking as he spoke. Of droves of pilgrims at his doorway, of Reagan, Carter, Clinton, Gore. Fortunes offered then, refused routinely. This ain't no damn auction house, he swore. Black male standing round 6 foot something, ebbs through the waves of small town blight, emitted coldly from southern affection. Collide secretly into night. Forgive those who trespass against us, begins the dead intruder's plea. Into the very muzzle I'd once peered into, he gives the last words he will speak. That broken glass supports forced entry, reminds his lawyer through the phone. What southern judge do you know, comforting gently the jail's white men who defend their home? Well, no souls were present for the moment. His bombed out brick walls finally fell, lying face down in the throes of atonement, checked out of the Heartbreak Hotel. Thank you.
All right. That was a new track by Parquet Courts. This is a little confusing, but they are now releasing a new album under like a slightly different spelling of their name, P-A-R-K-A-Y-Q-U-A-R-T-S. Because the lineup is a little bit different. This album is mostly Andrew Savage and Austin Brown from Parquet Courts, but they are releasing an album in November, which is only a couple months after the release of their album Sunbathing Animal, which came out earlier this year. This is pretty exciting news for me. Super into this band. Saw them earlier this year. It was a great show. Probably my favorite show of the summer, actually. But anyways, that was the single. It was called Uncast Shadow of a Southern Myth, and that will be out on their album called Content Nausea, available November 11th. Before that, you heard a new track by Viet Cong with the title of that was Continental Shelf, which will be off their album Continental Shelf in January. Up next, I'm going to play three bands that are playing a show tonight at the Cobalt. We've got a release party for Skinny Kids. They have a new 7-inch, and then Bad Channels have a new LP. Both of those are out off of the local label Kingfisher Blues. And Beelines will also be playing, which is very exciting. Should be a super awesome show. It's at the Cobalt at 8. So I'm going to start off with a track by Skinny Kids. They have the EP is called Strangers, and this song is called Stranger on the Highway.
Thank you. gonna give it a college try at the University of DIY. You can get away with a lot when no one shows up. We'll fill our mountains and fade into obscurity.
Discorder leaps into October with an issue featuring Johnny DeCourcy, Prairie Cat, Les Chaussettes, Ryan Baum, Sam Tudor, and more. Grab a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca. Make sure you catch a special staff sound off where Discorder writers reveal which artists they'd most like to be haunted by. And Discorder would like to extend a special thank you to this month's advertisers: Broken Pencil Magazine, LiveBand.com, Print Print, Rickshaw Theater, Sad Mag, SFU Woodward's Cultural Programs, The Cinematheque, The Fox Cabaret, Vancouver International Film Festival, Vancouver New Music, and Vinyl Records. Three decades, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands Shindig has been host to local bands known and unknown. This year, Shindig leaps into its fourth decade as 27 bands prepare to take the stage. The stakes are high, with artists competing for studio recording time, event showcase spots, and more. Shindig 31 marks CITR's first year at the Hindenburg, so come celebrate with cheap drinks, free pool, great stage, and of course, jokes for beer. Shindig runs every Tuesday until December 16th at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova. Cover is only $6. This Tuesday, October 21st, Shindig kicks off with Fundamentally Unsound, Pale Red, and the Vaporettos. These bands take us across the rock spectrum, from big noise to lo-fi grit to mod psychedelic.
All right, welcome back to the Cat's Pajams. You are tuned in to 101.9 CITR FM. I'm your host, Nelly. You just heard three bands who are playing a show tonight at the Cobalt. I started that set off with Skinny Kids. They have a new 7-inch out called Stranger, and I played you the track Stranger. Ooh, I forgot. Stranger on the Highway. After that, you heard Bad Channels with the song Tiny Flowers, and then I played a track by local favorites Beelines. That was a song Opening Band off of their album Opening Band. $8 at the Cobalt tonight. Next up, I'm going to play a track by Alex Calder. He was in Mac DeMarco's previous band called Makeout Videotape, and he will be releasing a new solo album. And this is the first track off that called Strange Dreams.
Take it. Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Play it like it's going to be the real track, because it probably will be.
Thank you.
All right, and we're back. You just heard a track by White Poppy. She has a new album out. And then before that, you heard Arbutus, which is Adrian Teacher of the bands Apollo Ghosts and Cool, with his solo stuff. That was the track Bedroom Safari, and for this album, he's going under the name Arbutus. Those are two kind of like ambient dream pop songs for you. Before that, you heard Energy Slime, which is Jay Arner and his partner Jessica Delisle. They played in Jay Arner's solo band, and they now have a new project called Energy Slime. That was the track Only Clouds, which will be released on November 11th off of Mint Records, which is another local label. And at the top of the set, you heard Alex Calder with the song Strange Dreams, and his new solo album will be released off Captured Tracks in January. Now I'm going to play a new track by Kevin Morby. You might know him from the bands Woods and The Babies, but he just released his second solo album, and I'm going to play you the track The Ballad of Arlo Jones. My friend. All right, that was a track by Tops. They're from Montreal. They just released a fantastic new album called Picture You Staring, and that was the track All the People Sleep. Before that, you heard another Montreal band by the name of Brave Radar. That was their song Too Long Weekend off of their album Message Center. Before that, you heard a Victoria band called John's, and that was the track Don't Complain off of their album Surfs of Today, released back in June. And at the top of that set was Kevin Morby with the track The Ballad of Arlo Jones off of his brand new album Still Life. Yes, show's just about over. Had a great show today. Thanks for keeping me company, Megan. Hope you had a good time. And I'm going to leave you all with a track by Foxygen. They just released a new album. It's pretty weird. Can't tell if it's crazy good or crazy bad yet. I will say that, like, it's super long and it's very reminiscent of their older stuff. The two guys in Foxygen have been making music since they were, like, 11 or 12. And they've, before their two, like, more, like, well-known albums, they released a lot of weird tracks. So I feel like there's a lot of influence on this album. But I'm going to play one of the more easily digestible tracks. They just released a music video for this song, and it's called Could Have Been My Love. I will see you all next week at 11. Have a good one.